This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Great city, but Twan, you know, it's not America, and you feel it when you're there. I'm telling you, especially as an African-American, it's a different situation than African-Americans are used to being in. And I've talked to people in that organization pre-Ujiri about, can they keep African-American superstars there?
Switch music from followthat.com.
Yeah, life. Life is the only thing we need. They need me to go, but I don't want to leave. Rest in peace, Lil' Keith.
Fuck a pigeonhole, I'm a night owl, this a different mode. I'ma have to make a pan of six on a pinky toe. Heard you with a shooting guard, just let a nigga know. I would have your court side, not the middle road.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the cast. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Pops Culture Podcast, bringing you the best in pop culture and entertainment. I'm your host, Papa Minnow. You can find me on on Instagram at pops.culture or on Twitter at Papa O Minnow. As always, I'm joined by my trusty co-host, Gabe Eppard. Gabe, how you doing today, bro?
I am doing well. Things are pretty good. Nice out in Van these days. Finally, we got like a heat, what do you call those?
Heat wave?
Heat checks, yeah, heat waves.
This guy said heat check. This isn't basketball, my guy.
What was it? Yeah, so I got, it's nice out here. Things are kind of good. I don't know, it's Thursday, but it's not Friday. I got a wedding tomorrow. Agatha's getting married.
Yeah. I saw that. Congrats to her. Her husband, Jace. That's his name, right?
Jason. Yeah. But this is my wedding gift to her because I am not giving you a gift for your wedding, but...
Yo. So I'll give you a shout-out on my podcast.
Yeah.
Where hundreds of people are listening.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thousands of listeners.
I went far over the top for that one, so you're welcome. No. My mom just asked her what she wants tomorrow, and I'll handle it. That's okay. Sure.
I don't know if you should have admitted that part, but okay.
Well, I told her. I don't know. My mom's my mom really likes her too, so she's like, I want to get her something that she likes and stuff. It's great, fair enough. But yeah, still, what was I doing? I had a low key weekend that kind of tried. I think last week I delved too much into my personal life. So I'm gonna ease back now on that. But yeah, things are good. I don't know.
I don't even remember what you said last week. That was. Diving too deep.
Oh, I was laughing at the ghosting stuff you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. And that wasn't crazy.
I know, but I'm on the move right now. I can't be like, yeah, I ghost people after 3 years. Like, it's not exactly great advertisement for dating me right now. So, my parents are asking when's my wedding and stuff. I'm like, boy. You get a child before you get a wedding, man, for sure. So, I think they're resigned to that now. There's no way you could be my son. I could be your son, and he'd be like, "Oh yeah, this guy's gonna give me like my perfect, happy like grandchild in life." So I think they know by now. But yeah, beyond that, I'm good. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Similar to you. Well, actually, no. Last weekend was not low key for me whatsoever. I spent too much money. I spent too much money because I was going out quite a bit. Actually, I didn't really spend that much, to be honest. It wasn't anything crazy, but I was definitely out in the streets throughout the weekend, and my wallet definitely felt it, especially, too, because I ended up buying my tickets for my trip as well, too. That also put a dent in my my credit card. So I had to pay off the first balance, because, you know, when you have pending balance, I was looking at the pending, and I was like, yo, I don't want this added on to my current balance right now. I just paid off my current, so it's like, oh, it goes back to zero, and then ran that shit right back up after buying those tickets. So,
fair enough. Yes. When do you go then?
So I leave August 12th to Houston first, and then I go to Dallas on the 16th.
I feel like not many people go to the States solo, like, you know, like do vacations and like stuff like that. Like I've done it a few times and stuff, but I feel like now, because I was just thinking about you doing it and just being like, oh, I'm just gonna go to Houston for no reason, like, most likely. I don't know, it's dope, like I did that, I've done that to like New York and
for no reason before.
Well, you know, well, you just like, I want to check, do you like, don't you think like it's way less probably than like, say, like a Mexico resort or whatever? And that
it's probably less common than those, but I think a lot of people go to New York solo. Like I've seen people go to New York solo. I've seen people go to probably like the bigger cities, like Chicago solo. I don't know about Texas. I don't think I've seen too many people go to Texas solo. Like, I feel like the South people travel together more so. But I've definitely seen people in like the northern cities that definitely go solo. So
true. I guess so. But yeah, I guess the California. Yeah, if you, I don't know,
Cali too, like, LA. Yeah, I feel like people go there solo.
Fuck, I wanted to say that respectfully, but okay, ruin that for everyone. I don't know. Yeah, have fun in Houston. Try not to get murdered in a shooting spree.
Yo, thanks, man.
And Texas too, bro. Like, it's okay. You haven't been to Texas either.
No, I've never been to Texas. Bro, no.
Okay, prepare to just see people walking around with like guns.
Oh yeah, I'm well aware of that. I know, like, it's like open carry and all that.
Honestly could not stop staring. Like, I'm just like, this is so fucking nuts, man.
Yo,
like,
which is probably the wrong approach for you to be taking.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, it was just like,
why is this nigga looking at me?
Yeah, I was like, I want to get out of this room. Like, I'm not even comfortable. And then you go to another room, it's like, okay, there's like more guns here and stuff. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, what is, like, I don't know, it's just so bizarre to me, man. Like, that whole like attitude and that, like, I need to leave my house with the fucking, like, and there wasn't even just pistols and stuff, like huge, like,
yeah, like ARs and,
yeah, I'm just like, what the fuck is even, I was shook. So, because New York and Cali aren't like that either, right?
Yeah, because you can't open carry in either of those states. Yo, thankfully, though, I think those would be the last places you want to see people open carry too.
Yeah, I know.
Especially true, right? LA with all the like house robbies that go on there. You definitely would not want to see people just
like even like imagine Times Square, around. Like everyone there just
Times
Square. Like, it would be insane.
Jesus.
That'll be fine. That'll be dope. We'll do a little reporting from. You do a little reporting and keep me updated when you're out there.
Yeah, probably. Probably. But yeah, and then I booked a ticket for Chris Brown's concert, like him and Lil Baby performing out there. Which is the same day. Like, I figured I'll do something, though. I was like, yo, because I remember someone mentioned that they had a concert. I was like, yo, I haven't seen Chris Brown, and I wasn't going to see him out here. I was like, yo, if I'm traveling and he's going to be in one of these cities, let me check. So I checked, and he literally lands in Dallas. He's in Dallas the same day I land in there. So I was like, fuck it, I might as well go. Like, why not?
Don't even, man. This, you're going on an international trip just to see Chris Brown.
Why are you making it sound like that? That's not what I'm doing.
That's what you bought his album. Like, you know what? I love this album so much. I'm going to fly to another country just to see this nigga. Like, you're like, I want to put all my money in the economy towards Chris Brown.
Oh my God.
Like, everything, all that flight money and stuff, make sure it goes back to Chris Brown's pockets, essentially what you're you're doing. Wow, I can't. That, there's no way that's a coincidence. You were on this.
No, no, it actually was a coincidence. I literally looked it up because I was like, yo, I wasn't going to see him here. But then someone mentioned it on Twitter. That he's like, yo, that they have a tour. I was like, oh, yeah, they do. I was like, yo, let me see if they're maybe in Houston or Dallas whilst I'm out there. Like, that gives me something to do in one of those cities, like, guaranteed. So I was like, all right, let me check. And I checked, and it happened to be on my birthday. So I was like, oh, shit, this works out. So
yeah, are you one of those people following an artist to, like, each show?
No, I've never done that. I've never, going to the Dallas never, one. I've never done that, and nor would I ever do that.
I'm going to go. I've seen 10 Chris Brown concerts.
Yeah, so you're just trying to make this crazier because it's Chris Brown. If it was any other artist, I probably wouldn't get this much flack.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
Because it's breezy.
Yeah,
it's
of breezy. Course.
It's got to be a little bit worse.
Oh, wow. Yeah, exactly. Well, you figured out the punchline of the joke. Good for you. Oh man,
everyone deserves a second chance,
bro. You know you're gonna get that, like, that whole I'm gonna keep tabs on you, like, Chris Brown. Papa's world tour along with Chris Brown. I'm gonna Photoshop little pictures of you, like, on stage with Chris Brown.
Yeah, this guy.
Okay, yeah. Back to real life.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's what I did over the weekend, and I hung out with a bunch of friends. Like, some of my friends from Ottawa came down, which was super sick as well too. And then it was Riz's birthday, his birthday week pretty much. So he was like celebrating. He had a bunch of people over for a barbecue and shit. So that was cool.
That's dope.
Yeah, one of my friends too, though, he went to Columbia and Miami for his brother's bachelor party.
Yeah.
And he was at this strip club in Miami, and this guy. This is one of my friends who's very, he's gullible, but he's also very easy to, like, convince to do stuff as well too.
I mean, so, those are the same things, but okay.
Well, no. So he's gullible in the sense that you can convince him of, like, a story you can convince him of. I guess, yeah, you're right. They are the same.
He's both things. Yeah, he's naive all around.
Exactly. Pretty much. Buddy, like. So one of the bachelor's friends, I guess, bought him a dance for $50, and he gets sent back to the back room, and this girl, like, puts on an amazing performance or whatever. But so he was saying that she's like, oh, do you want me to take this even further? And then because of, like, how good she was at her dance, he was like, yeah, sure. So she does, and she starts, like, performing, like, she starts, like, rubbing on him, like, giving him a rum and tug, basically. Mm-hmm. And then as he's, like, not about to climax, but as he's, like, getting more and more into it, she, like, drops the price on him. She's like, yeah, this is going to be, like, $400 USD. And then she's like, do you want me to finish? And then he was, like, basically already there. So he's like, yeah, pretty much. So then she tries to finish him, but then she doesn't even end up finishing him. She's just, like, I guess when she does her thing, she just, like, ends up stopping, like, right before he climaxes.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, so I got to pay the $400. So he had to pay $400 for a jerk off that he didn't even end up climaxing for, that he ended up finishing himself off afterwards.
wait, did he wait till he get home or just?
No, I guess he did it there. I don't know. I don't think he waited till he got home. I guess he just did it there while she's in the back room, and then, like, cleaned up in the washroom or whatever. But
that's way too much information that I needed, man. I would have been like, okay, $25 for, like, three more minutes. Like, okay, I'm not, like, re-upping and charging another $400, but, like, you know, like, two more minutes, like, one more minute. Yeah. Like, just selling by each minute. If you're, like, on the edge there, like, you're getting edged, I'd just be like, okay, well, just sit there and, like, for two more minutes, I'll give you $26 or whatever's in my pocket. But yeah, that's, I've had a couple friends do that too. Like, they don't even think of how much the stripper or call girl is gonna cost, really. And then after they get, like, sideswiped or, like, Jesus, I didn't think it'd be like $1,200. Like, my friends went to Vegas, and one of them was like, okay, I want to hook up with a black girl. And so he gets like, okay, like, cool, like, I guess, man, like, I don't know, we were young. And then the first thing he does, though, he's like, okay, I'm gonna buy one. I was like, we just got here, like, you're not gonna try and, like, hit, like, find one. And
that,
like,
is also terrible phrasing, but
like, no, I want to make sure that, like,
I said that's also terrible phrasing.
Oh, yeah, I want to buy one.
Like, this, well, it's like the worst phrasing possible. I think I know what you mean, but it's just bad phrasing.
No, I know. I don't think he said to buy one, else we would have an issue.
Oh, okay.
But But we weren't even really friends. But I just remember he's like there with the other group kind of thing. And I was like, oh, well, you're not even like, I just remember being shocked. I'm like, we're here for 3 nights. You're not even going to try like, and
like hook up with him. Yeah.
I was like, you're not going. He's like, no. He's like,
use your social skills.
Yeah. And the guy like ends up, and I guess he gets like the like thickest, like black stripper girl. And he's like, okay, well, how much is this when they get there? She's like $1,500. And he's like, what? Like, that's more than like I assumed and stuff. And she's like, okay, well, I can do like a hand job for like 800. And then
what?
Yeah. And he's like, but like she kind of made it like, I'm not leaving, so that's the lowest price thing I have. He's like, okay, I'll just get one of those. This bitch brings out a glove first, like a medical glove, lubes it all up and stuff, and then just like sits there like like with just the glove, kind of not even making eye contact. And I walk into the room. I'm just like, and he just looks at me. He's like, and then I'm like, okay, I pretend to leave, and like, so because I want to hear what the hell is going on. And then all I hear is like, when I'm around the corner, is, I'm a prostitute. Stop trying to kiss me.
Yo. That is insane.
So loudly and sternly, like I think she said it, like she said no to him like two other times. This bitch already has a glove on around him. She's like, I'm a prostitute, stop trying to kiss me. And then I had to laugh, so I like opened the door quickly to jump in the hallway, and I was literally crying, and I'm ragging on this dude the whole weekend after that. I'm like, bro, you tried to make out numerous times with a prostitute, like that's insane.
Yo, for and, 800 though, I can't really blame him, especially if you guys are young.
Would you like, want to though? I wouldn't.
No, I mean, I wouldn't, but I could see why he would want to attempt that though.
You were just like, yo, what? And the thing was like, everyone was rolling so hard and stuff too, and like on drugs and that. So there's, he was like, I didn't even get past like the mushroom stage. Like, man, he was like, I was marshmallow and keyhole the whole time. I was like, all right,
yeah.
That's literally, I can't look at this guy without thinking about that though. Anytime I like bump into him,
that's so funny.
I'm a prostitute. Stop kissing me. All right, back to reality.
Yeah, let's get the show started because I got some places to be later. Anyways,
So
Riz is doing one of his shows tonight, so I'm heading out there to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is episode 136 of the Pops Culture Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, if you do us a huge favor, continue to like, rate, review, subscribe, and share the podcast. Really helps us get noticed, really helps us grow. Appreciate everyone who's rated and shared as well, too. Especially on Spotify, you can just do the 5 stars there now. So if you can do that for us, that'd be a huge appreciation. And we'll just get right into it. First story, actually, since we were talking about vacations, I did want to mention, I can't believe you haven't seen this. Like,
no,
I
haven't.
The fact that Italy has become the new Tulum 2.0, it's been, yeah. I don't get it. I don't get how everyone keeps going to the same places. Like, Italy's a very nice country, though. I was about to say city for a second. But yeah.
Expose yourself.
Very, very great country. So I can see why people would want to go there. And I'm just wondering, I don't think the flights are that cheap. I don't really think like that's it this time. So I just don't get how everyone's going there. I think it's like someone sees one person do it and then someone else decides to do it. And then like everyone just like, oh, where should I go? And then everyone just keeps choosing the same spots because this is literally the second coming of Tulum, bro.
Well, that's okay. Well, I think Dubai was the first. Like, remember, everyone was going to Dubai.
Yeah, but that was more like the Instagram models, though. I didn't really see any of my friends going to Dubai because, was hella pricey. Like, you gotta be spending money to be out there.
You can't hate on like Italy because, like, it's just. It's
not the
same.
It's actually gorgeous.
Like,
yeah.
No one's going to resorts and like, I mean, you know, some people, you look at them like you're not going to do anything fun or like historical. You know, and then so like, Tulum was just weird because of like, there was like, you know, it's like it became its own like whole city of just like tourists and stuff. I mean, I think Italy to a degree is like that anyways, like Italy and Spain, like if you don't go off the beaten path, then you're kind of just going through the motions like everyone else does, which I like think is lame. But for most people, give the benefit of the doubt. Actually, I won't. That's not true. You can just look at some people and you know them well enough. You're like, you're not going to be like a fun person to travel with, or you're not going to do anything exciting. So, but like, I can't bring myself to compare Italy to like Tulum. Like if you say I'm going to Tulum, I'm going to roast you right away. nonstop. But if you say I'm going to Italy, like I'll be like, okay, what are you gonna do? And they're like, well, I'm just gonna find this itinerary that I got from like travelbooks.ca and stuff. Yeah. Okay, well then fuck that. But so again, I don't know, Italy is always, especially for Vancouver people and stuff, I think Italy, like most of my friends have been to Italy and stuff too, so maybe I just don't notice it because it's always been kind of a popular place to go to for people here, because I don't know why, but that's probably maybe why I don't notice it.
Yeah, this isn't really a roast to some of the people that I know, because I know there are people who I've seen who've gone who probably had a good time and enjoyed it, and they looked like they were doing cool shit. So for them, it's not so much a shot. It's just, I just don't like the aspect of everyone going to the same spots. Like, you guys don't have any creativity when it comes to traveling places. Like, there's so many different countries people can go to. It's just, I just find it odd that, like, people end up going to the exact same area, not exact same areas, but the same countries over and over, or like the same cities over and over.
That was for a while too. I don't know, here that was fucking Thailand. Everyone would go and they pet up those drug tigers and elephants. Yeah. Dude, like every like spot they stop at, like I'd have like way different friend groups and their vacations look exact the same for like the 5 year span of where like Thailand was popular and stuff. And I was like, man, by the time I could afford Thailand, it was like, I have no desire to go now because it's just like, I've seen it all like through the camera thing. Yeah. I don't really get, like, I get it's fun and stuff, but the idea, once I hear too many people going there,
that's where I'm just like, I don't really want to go there anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's not on some snooty, like, I'm better than you type thing. It just doesn't like appeal to me, I guess. I don't know. It's weird. So, I mean, it is kind of snooty, I guess. I do think I'm a better guy. Yeah, who am I kidding? Like, I don't think I'm better than anyone. Of course I do. But yeah, so I haven't noticed the Italy trend yet, but I'll keep an eye on it in case I need to get pessimistic and mean.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if some of it's algorithm. Like, maybe there's like an algorithm that's just pushing some of these places on us and people are just not like realizing it. But,
well, I'm sure like Tulum was for sure the city itself and stuff, travel and that, like, definitely like promoted that through social media and stuff like that as well. So I'm sure there's, I mean, places already do, but I wonder what maybe Italy did something to take it to the next level. Like, all cities like advertise and do their things for tourism and that, but when it gets like intensely like Tulum did and stuff, yeah, yeah. I wonder if there's, you know, something going on.
Yeah, but shout out to everyone who went to Italy. Looks like a great time. Next story. I don't know if you saw this, the McDonald's baby daddy argument. Have you seen this online? There's like a huge discussion about
it.
It's
about getting the kid the food and stuff and not
yeah.
Bro, I went back and forth on that for a long time. It was like morally, it was like I was in a big dilemma. Like,
honestly, I kind of was for a little bit too, just trying to think of it.
Here's the thing, there's too many moving parts to also know the, like, okay, I think I know where I stand morally if, like, say it was just some like hypothetical situation.
Yeah, wait, hold on, let me give this story for the listeners who don't know anyways. So there's a lady online who posted a video about how her baby dad only brings McDonald's for his son but leaves out the rest of the children that she also has, but they're all with different fathers. So this man will come, whenever he comes to pick up his son, he'll drop off McDonald's solely for his son and then just leave. I guess with his kid, obviously, or when he's dropping him back off, and all the other kids who also live with her but have different fathers don't get anything. And then she was complaining at the fact that he ends up doing that. So yeah, back to the report.
I think the thing was too, like, he didn't even take them to McDonald's. Like, he brought the, like, he dropped off, like, he picked up the food and brought it just for the one kid.
Yeah,
like, he didn't just take him to the restaurant. He like dropped it off there. But from, yeah, I was like, I was all day, I was looking in my head, I was like, I don't. Like, I would go back and forth. I changed positions so much. But then also, the working, like, the moving part is, like, her, too, as well. And them, like, him, I guess, too. Of, like, what kind of bullshit and, like, stuff was pulled before. You know what I mean? Like, I like to think if I was on a good, you know what I mean? Like, if she just, like, takes advantage for years. Like,
oh,
thing, or
okay,
what, like,
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The history matters.
The history between
there,
them. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but, like, I think, if I could afford it, I'd probably always get the kids like food for all of them, especially if it's just like McDonald's and that. And if I didn't want to, then I would pick them up, take them out, and bring them back.
Okay, yeah, that's a good compromise. That was actually one of the compromises I probably had as well too. In terms of the story and just based off of what we know, I would be more inclined to agree with the dude here because it's his kid. He's not responsible for the other three kids. Mm-hmm. It's his kid. So if he wants to just get McDonald's for his kid and that's all he wants to do, he has every right to do that. Now, it doesn't really necessarily, it's not the greatest thing for him to do because then it obviously does build some animosity towards the siblings because they're going to see that that their brother gets treated better than they do from time to time. But at the same time too, that's also not on like the dad's fault. The other dad should also be present in their kids' lives just as much as well too. So I would say that in terms of this situation, the best outcome would probably be if they come to some agreement. Like if he's bringing McDonald's for them, maybe the mom decides to buy a McDonald's for like coordinate and she might buy McDonald's for her kids. Or, you know, sometimes if he's feeling good, like I feel like he should do it from time to time where, like you said, bring McDonald's for all of them. Because it's McDonald's. It's not going to cost him that much more to get it.
Man, I don't know, man. McDonald's expensive these days, bro. This inflation. It's wild.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Like, but I mean, if you get them like, if you just get them like a burger or something, like maybe the kid gets like
a
Happy Meal and they get like some burgers or whatever. I think from time to time, it's fine if he does that. Like, I don't think he should do it every time because that makes it an obligation that he's taking care of someone else's kids when he doesn't have to. So I don't think he should do it like that. But definitely from time to time, I think it'd be nice if he got some of the other kids some food. So I don't think he's in the wrong here. I think it's more so falls on the mother in this sense in that she has to, you know, set up some kind of guidelines or rules or, you know, approach the other baby dads and let them know. Or, you know, coordinate with him to get food or whatever, or for her to get food for the rest of the kids whenever this dad brings it over. So,
yeah, like I said, I don't know the like history and stuff. Like, I'm straight up, like, if I always end up being paying for his kids and been like, you know, I can't do this anymore, or like, for whatever reason, for this situation, I think just hypothetically, we're just pretending they have like a clean slate on both sides. I'd probably get annoyed if I was having to do it all the time. And stuff, you know what I mean?
But, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. If he does it a couple of times, like if he does it more than like three or four times, then it's going to start becoming an obligation, and then you start creating more drama where she's going to be like, "Well, why didn't you do it this time if you did it all those other times?" Right? So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it's something he should do constantly because then you just make it your own obligation for her to be like, "Oh, like you were doing this. Why are you stopping to do this now?" So
yeah. But if I'm like picking up him fast food, maybe only like two or three times a month type thing like that, then I'm probably bringing the kids other stuff. But if I'm like caring for him half the time and getting like half his meals over the month and stuff, like obviously I'm not trying to feed it and that too. And I don't know, I guess you're anyone who fucking, like, I don't know, I feel like any like person who films that and then puts it online is fucking, I don't give them the benefit of the doubt either though. Like, you gotta be ratchet as fuck to like put all your business out there. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, everyone's different, but I'd be fucking, it just seems like it's probably already such a toxic place for everyone involved, including, and it sucks for kids like that too, right? They're probably in the back hallway, like hearing the parents scream at each other. The mom's trying to fucking take a Snapchat of it and shit. So
yeah,
it's a hot mess. That's why you need lawyers and fucking judges to figure that out. But yeah, I wouldn't like look down on the guy either way. Me personally, I probably, like, if I'm bringing food like that, I try to most of the time and stuff, but I never be like, I don't know what's really going on with them and stuff. I guess from the woman's perspective too, I don't know what her deal is. It's just hard for me to be like, okay, well, you're the first one putting this on the internet on blast anyways. But so I don't know. I'm not going to make a judgment from a 30-second clip, but I think I'd bring the food for the most part.
Yeah, this is why you should try and have one single parent. Having multiple just creates these issues, and you don't want extra issues, especially when it comes to raising kids. Like,
yeah, but that's why fucking we got to fix this Roe versus Wade thing. We're gonna have to be fucking flooded with these videos if we don't get those little monsters in control.
I
abortion factory. But yeah, no, honestly though, man, fuck, like, can you imagine the, like, I don't know. It's gonna get nuts, man. There's gonna, like, I'm scared for the states when there's gonna be so many unwanted kids already in the poorest, like, shittiest cities and stuff.
God. Why'd you say abortion factory though? Oh my god!
I forgot the name for Planned Parenthood. Factories are good. They give back to America. Make America great again. Bring all the abortion factories back into the states. Into the states, the Texas, Oklahoma, we'll get all those factories in there.
Oh man,
<That's> American-made abortions. I like my abortions American-made.
America strong.
Yeah, yeah. This is our mega, buddy. This is the Gen Z millennial mega. Like, make abortions great again. Oh, that's a mega. Okay. Next.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's pretty much it for that topic. Let's move on to NBA news. Kevin Durant, the biggest story happening in basketball world. He demanded a retreat. Yo, we were literally just talking about this last week or the week before.
Yeah, and it just got more spicy.
Yeah, we're like, oh yeah, so Kyrie resigned, so their Brooklyn team's pretty much gonna run it back and like see what happens. And then a few days later, even after Kyrie signed, Durant's like, nah, I still want out. So that whole thing's gonna be a mess. But yeah, Durant is interested in three teams, those being Toronto, Miami, and Phoenix. And those are the teams that have been offering the best. There was a little bit of a rumor with, you know, Golden State potentially trading for him, but I don't think that that's going to happen.
That'd be insanity.
Yeah, it would actually shake the sports world if if that trade had gone through. Like, it was what, Wiggins and someone else plus some picks for Durant, which would have been nuts for him to go back there. But as it stands now, it seems like the Raptors are probably the favorites to land him, which would be amazing. Like, if the Raptors pick up Durant, I'm telling everyone right now, I'm going to be the worst Raptors fan you've ever met. Like, I was, when we got Kawhi, I was very, I was petty, but I was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Humble. I was humble.
Okay.
I was very humble with my takes. Like, I would wait for people to shit talk me, and then I'd be like, okay, just wait and see. Just wait and see what happens. And then whenever, like, the Raptors kept advancing, I was just like, I told you. Like, I'd get my petty shit on afterwards. Like, I'd hold it in and then get my petty shit off afterwards. If we get Durant, I'm going to be, like, absolutely petty off rip. Like, I'm going to be the most unbearable fan ever. I'm going to be talking mad shit to everyone. Just because it's Durant, bro. He's like one of the greatest players ever. That would make our team stack. Like, a team that wasn't supposed to go to the playoffs last year and was able to, you know, take a contender like Philly to six games, and possibly could have been more if we weren't injured. Like, this is a team that, you know, we still have a lot of guys who have that championship pedigree. So, with the right pieces, like another superstar, I think, I'm not saying they could win the championship, but they'll definitely be a contender in the East for sure. So that would just be great to have again, like a potential chance to get another championship when I didn't even think we'd have one. Like, I'm definitely going to be talking shit.
I mean, it depends too, though, how much they would fucking dump off for him too, though, as well.
Yeah. So here's the thing too, is that they have the best assets, and they also have, I think, the most picks to be able to offer as well too.
Yeah. Well, because everyone fucking has been trading their picks and stuff.
Yeah. And one of the things that really helps them out is that the other two teams that they're like that are in trade talks, which is Miami and Phoenix, they don't have the players to match what we're able to offer. So I can't remember who it was. It was one of the guys on ESPN, but they were saying that I think it was Windhurst. He was saying that the Raptors don't have to match like what Brooklyn wants. They just have to make a better offer. Than Phoenix and Miami, which they probably would have. Like, I don't think Brooklyn wants to take old Kyle Lowry and like one of those shooter guys plus some picks. I don't think they'd want to take, well, Ayton's a really good pick for Phoenix, but I guess based off of kind of his performance, that's kind of leaves a little bit of a sour taste. And then I don't know who else they would supplement with Ayton along. And I think they have less picks,
Cam
as well,
Johnson
too.
And Bridges, though.
Was it those three players?
Yeah, that's a lot, because they don't, I don't know what their pick situation is, but that's what I saw.
Yeah, like, I think they have less picks, so I think that kind of,
and that's just
them.
Like, that's pretty, you're left with like a 37 year old Paul who had a bad playoff ending, and Durant and Booker too. Obviously, they could still be good, but It just, I don't know. Yeah, like it, also because of Gobert too, though, right? Like now, Brooklyn's
yeah, he fucked
to,
up everything, man. That,
I mean,
I don't
Minnesota
know why
did.
Well, yeah, Minnesota. Why did they give up so much for him? Like, he was not that good of a player. I didn't get that trade whatsoever.
I think they just think he, like, they're not going to get anyone else. And, like they're good on offense. It's like the defense. I think only Minnesota was willing to give up that much because it is a, I think it's a really good piece for it because, like, it can help Cat out and stuff, too. And then Ant's going to be a good defender. I kind of get why they did it. And I think it won't be as bad as it looks, but I get the hesitation on it. But yeah, but what I'm also hearing this morning is that that hasn't, like, teams are like, fuck, like, they're looking at Minnesota like, fuck that. So it, like, it's not encouraging them to do more than that because, like, go,
yeah,
because
no one wants to. That's too much.
Yeah, yeah, I know. So, but
that's what, like, I'm saying. Fucked it up.
But Brooklyn also wants the Kings ransom too, right? Like, they're not gonna let go of this guy, but they're not gonna get, like, two superstars. Like, they're asking for, when they were talking about,
they're asking for like two all-stars, yeah, which isn't gonna happen.
And Towns,
like, yeah, no one's like, doing that. Why would you do that?
Yeah, so I think he's following like the Maury thing where they're just gonna keep pushing for a while and hopefully like something pops up too. I don't know. Do you have anything more to say before I take this hot take?
I was just gonna say, like, I think the Raptors' best offer, I don't think we part with Pascal or Scottie, because I think if you pass, like, if you give up one of those guys, then your team's not going to look as good as it could be with Durant.
Yeah, and then we don't,
like,
have,
it makes no sense.
Then we don't have a few, like, and Durant thing, though, he's still, like, his, who knows, like, just the aging and his injuries and stuff, too, and that.
Yeah.
And if we don't have a good team, like we have to have the same type of team that we had with Leonard, like, guys that, like, we need Pascal and Barnes.
Yeah, you need Pascal and Barnes.
So
yeah.
Durant can only play, like, he can go and just play like 45, 50 games type thing too if he has to and still get a good spot, you know? So honestly, like, this is, I'm going to go pure. I know this is whatever, but this is just my fandom feelings. I'm letting it overcome. I want nothing to do with Durant.
Yo, look at this hater.
I hate the guys. I'm just not a fan of it.
He saved Steph Curry's legacy twice.
Oh my god, legacy. Fucking Steph made his, get the fuck out of here.
He did. Yeah,
I'm not even gonna make this a Steph thing, okay? Because we still got our two championships without him. And then, well, also then I just, like, I mean, it's gonna be so hard though too, because Toronto, like, obviously I want Toronto as my team, but then Steph versus Durant, like, obviously I spent like 2 nights ago, I was up for like 5 hours watching Steph Curry highlights. Oh man, like, so I don't know. I think it's kind of, it depends what we give up. Like, obviously if we can keep Pascal and Barnes, they fucking have to do it. But I'm just like, I'm sure I'll get excited when the season comes around, but it's just not what I want to see. If it was just any other fucking free agent or anything, I'd be so much more happier. And like the Brooklyn whole situation is just, oh, like I've already hated those two guys for like ever. So just having Durant come too when it's like peak, like, yeah, it's gonna be hard for me emotionally. So I know I'm fully, like, you're not gonna get a good take out of me for this one. Like, I'm not gonna break it down basketball wise. Like, I'm fully aware that it's like I'm being an emotional, like, one of those fans. So I'm not even gonna hide it.
If anyone could pull off a hijack, it's Masai. So I wouldn't be surprised if
that's,
we just,
what I'm scared too.
If we end up just trading OG and Gary Trent Jr.
and
then
a
couple picks, yeah, I'm like, all right, like, I think that, yeah, it's a good trade for them too. So like, they get two young guys who are really good, and then you get a bunch of picks. Like, it's not terrible. So
yeah, I think though, but I think they're gonna ask for Scott. What did you replace?
We're not giving up Scottie though. I don't think
they're
like, no, no way. Not for Durant. Like, you have a potential future, like, all star.
Okay, but that's what we're gonna be. I'm just saying, like, people, that's what people are saying. Like, I agree with you, and I'm trusting Masai, but I just you know, it's just, you're still scared.
Like, you would do it if you think that you could win with the team by how it is now. But losing Scottie is like, Scottie was a big part of the team last year. So it's like, I don't get why you would trade him. Like, that doesn't really make any sense.
Plus, like, just like the future, like, Durant's like you said, we all know he's just like a hired assassin. He might bounce and like,
yeah, exactly. It would just be like, it would just be to win a championship, like, possibly now or like next year. Maybe the year after that. But yeah, I don't think Masai would want to leverage the future that way, because he's already seen this team like grow and like perform. And I think honestly, us winning in 2019 has probably helped a little bit in this situation. Like, if we hadn't won in 2019, I think maybe you trade Scotty in this position because you're like, okay, now I have a chance to win immediately.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure.
But I think because we just came off a win, they're like, oh, like, we know if we're just one piece away that it doesn't have to be Durant. It could be someone else potentially down the line, and we just get one more piece,
hopefully,
right?
Hopefully, now it's hoping Scotty will turn into,
or that, exactly. So, we'll
see.
Yeah,
I mean, I definitely feel more comfortable now, I fully agree with the championship thing. But now I want, take your time, and, I want to build something like Golden State, essentially, though. So I don't, that we got a ring there that will give them, the grace of, 5 years or whatever. But you're just not really building anything with Durant, especially if you give up Scotty. So I just want to make sure, we're good for the future.
Yeah, I think Scotty's completely off the table. They're not going to trade him. I don't see how that would work for Durant. I really like the Otto Porter signing, too. Really gives the team some more depth and range from shooting as well. And he's a good defender. So
yeah, they like the Toronto's. If it was any other team that got Porter, I'd be like, okay, maybe they're not getting Durant. But Toronto's going full long boy for the last 2 years. We're gonna have the longest.
Everyone's 6'9" with seven foot
reach,
wingspan.
Yeah, bigger wingspan. Yeah. Porter's pretty lanky and tall too, and he can shoot the ball, so he's a good fit there for now. Might need a we're talking ball. I guess Scotty's looking better at ball handler and stuff too. So
what'd you think of Broussard's take?
Oh my god, I honestly didn't watch it, bro. Because as a guy, I watched the first couple. Bro, I've been there, done that. I've been the Canadian guy at American University. I've been the Canadian guy, on American bases. I've been the Canadian guy in American cities living in it. And I've just heard all that shit before. And it makes me so heated. Man, out of all the things, the shit people give Toronto and stuff makes me so mad, man.
Yeah, it makes
the quality
sense
of life and how amazing the city is compared to your fucking shithole. The audacity of certain people in America to be fuck, I don't want to go to Toronto. It's literally this city's on fucking would destroy your city in every way and stuff too. So it's unless you're in LA or New York, shut the fuck up. Bro, I've been hearing this the whole time. Are you kidding me? It's literally it's a world-class city and stuff. And
yeah,
and it's the thing is, I don't even think he's speaking for NBA players. Toronto's got the White Vegas thing.
He's speaking for himself, but he disguises it as, oh, I spoke to a couple NBA players.
That was the take back. After the Lou Will agent up, those guys maybe think of it, but all the young guys know what's up in Toronto.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I'm not worried about it becoming a destiny. It's gonna get that rap more and more of what a great city is. And you have to be nuts to be come from somewhere and be oh, I'm in fucking whatever, where half these teams are. The audacity of being San Antonio. I don't want to go to Toronto. Fuck out of here. Let's keep your churros and shut up. You know what I mean?
Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Honestly, the only places I'd take over is Chicago, LA, and New York, and probably not even Chicago. I don't know. And it's the same weather. Minnesota is colder. New York's about the same weather.
New York's about
pure
the same
ignorance
weather, yeah.
On that side. It's more Katie said, he grew up being a Toronto fan, and so I think it's really, really different with the younger guys and the guys coming up. Everyone's seen them on the championship. We got the most popular rapper that comes all the games, the city, the all-star game. Everyone knows what's up, so... we're trending in the right direction, and then people like Broussard just fucking ruin what we're trying to build here with stupid shit comments like that. I just heard him my whole life, so I couldn't even begin to deal with that.
Yeah, he's been a clown too. Broussard, of all people, he always says he has sources when he doesn't really have sources. You know, he's just making shit up. So
the audacity. If this was Toronto 15 years ago, but we're a perennial player now. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's when he was when he was saying something about, I'll put the clip at the beginning of the episode, but when he was talking about how, he was I spoke to people this is pre-Masai. I'm bro, Masai's been with us for almost 10 years now.
Yeah,
what are you talking
insane,
about? Everything you've heard is shit that's way
so
in the past.
So he said himself was pre-Masai then.
Yeah, he said it was pre-Masai that he's been talking to people and he heard all this stuff, and it's just Toronto, they don't like to play in Toronto. It's who cares? Masai, I think the reason why he said it though is because it makes it seem Masai has only been with us for the past couple of years.
Yeah,
it's been 10 years. He's been with us for a long ass time now. So it's bro, back in 2013, that was when we were just starting to get kind of noticed because of Lowry and DeRozan and all that again. So yeah, I get it. Maybe people will still have that stigma, but now, after the whole Drake thing, the championship stuff, everything like, about Toronto. Like, there's no way.
Too. Like, LeBron loves coming here. Like, we're all on fucking, like, it's like the kids are so much more connected to like Toronto and the, like, there's fucking Toronto rap heads like in like Atlanta now that love Toronto sound and shit. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's like they're so intertwined. It's not like the old, like, even like the age that I grew up with, just a bit older, like, knew nothing about Toronto. And this isn't Detroit and type shit, right? Like, they're so disconnected. We like the rap, like, music and stuff was like, didn't really get out of the city or that. Like, it's so much different. With like the 20 to 30 age demographic now who've like grown up with Toronto, man, like, you know, like just through like Drake and like all that fandom and stuff too. And then all that. So it's way different. And I think we're all like, we're not there yet where everyone knows it's a great city and stuff to be at, but like we're getting closer. And then comments like that just like, you know, muddy the waters more and set us back. So it's annoying.
Yeah, I think it just brings like bad light from like the older demographic. I still think the kids, whatever, they still fuck with Toronto. So
yeah,
but it is what it is.
Fucking, it's honestly just fuck, man. That's why
I don't get where the hate comes from. That's the thing that I don't get.
It's America. It's American pride. Like, they just bigger is better. Like, they have this idea of like lack of education and this idea of what it is.
Yeah, Antoine Walker was like, "Yo, Canada is my favorite city to go to." I'm like, bro,
Jesus Christ,
come on.
He said that after Broussard said something.
Yeah, it was on a different cast. I think he was like trying to give his opinion about the whole situation, like the Broussard thing.
Yeah.
And then he was like, Canada's my favorite city. And like, honestly, he might have misspoke just because of like him thinking, but it's just a bad way to misspeak when heat's already on. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I remember like I dead ass, like my friends in like Detroit would be like, "You live in an igloo?" I'm like, I'm 45 minutes away from you. Like, what are you talking about? What do you mean do I live a fucking igloo? Like, what? Like, you have the internet, man. Like, what are you talking about?
And yeah, like, I used to get that too.
So much stupid shit. And I was like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. Also though, like, I wanted to check, like, only 1 in 3 Americans have a passport. No shit, they don't know anything about anyone else. Like,
yeah, they don't even learn geography in those schools.
Yeah, either. And then like none of them, like, their vacations are going from fucking Boston to like Miami, and that's the farthest they're ever gonna go, half those people. So it's just like, don't talk to us. Like,
yeah, come on. I kind of get it just because of how diverse their country is, but yeah,
but Toronto's so fucking diverse. It's diverse, more diverse than almost every city they have too,
though. Yeah, like, yeah, but I just mean in terms of like them not traveling outside of their country. Like, yeah,
I mean, but still, man, you're not gonna get, actually, you get fucking Jersey Shore, New York, you don't get real Italian.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
what I mean, like fucking off-brand Irish people are fucking Irish for a week and stuff too. Like,
that's why a lot of them are dense, because they haven't experienced anything.
Yeah, so got me heated. I couldn't even watch it. I was like, I've been there too many times.
But yeah, all right, last story real quick before we wrap up. Speaking of traveling, Brittany Griner in Russia still has not come home. The story is starting to get bigger. Like, this has been a story for a while, but a lot of people just don't really give a F. But
yeah,
now it's starting to get bigger because I think one of the coaches spoke out about it, saying that if this was LeBron James, she would be back by now.
I saw a meme that would be like, what is the one on Twitter? It was like, fuck, what'd they say? They're like, I'd be like leading the like missionaries right now if it was LeBron James.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can't remember, but the way he said it was so funny. Like, I was just laughing. Oh, I hope I screenshot, but it was so fucking funny. I don't know, because it's just like, I just picture like LeBron stands like going to war with Russia, like joining Ukraine. Like, oh, what? Like, it's nice to see so many young men who care about Ukraine. Like, what? We're just trying to get Braun back.
Yeah. So I'm just like,
but I was dying just picturing that. But yeah, I would have invaded the country myself if they took Braun.
Is he holding a sniper? I think that's the one I saw. Some guy was holding a sniper, and he's like, this is how I would have been if
LeBron was. I would have invaded the country myself if they took Braun.
There's another one. Some guy used a clip from Transformers being like, this is how I would have been. This is how I would have been if they took LeBron. Honestly, it's dead ass true, though. Like, one, LeBron probably would have been back, and then two, those Braun stands definitely would have been enlisted in the military. I guarantee someone would.
There's actually some Looney Tunes that would probably be like, let's do this. Like,
yeah, dude, if a guy could travel across state lines to fight someone over Kobe Bryant, I guarantee someone would sign up for the military for LeBron. 100%.
Sure, man. Like, they're just like, you know, there's like those, the contract hitters, though, that Americans always have. Like, they hire.
Yeah.
They're just like Team Braun over there, too. Like, just fucking guys with their 2Ks and like coming over expecting war to be like Call of Duty. But, yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, they have her in prison for a weed violation. But apparently, what I've heard is that, that only warrants a fine out there. It's not even warrant like jail time. But the reason why they're holding them is because the state has a Russian like operative that they're holding.
We have a bunch of stuff that they're gonna want.
Yeah, that they want us to release. So they're using Brittany as like a statement in order to get what they want.
2022 is so fucking wild, man. We're talking about trade clauses and then fucking trades between
countries,
WNBA, and assassin, like from Russia stuff, and it's just like we're going from Kyrie Irving Durant to like a WNBA player in Russia to like trading for a notorious killer. Like, it's fuck, this timeline is so messed up, man.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's wild, and yeah, and it was just the oil, which is like legal, even like I think in the States and stuff.
Yeah, but different countries have different rules.
No, for sure, but like. I'm saying, and also, so I actually, apparently it's, so Russia pays more than the WNBA does. So this is why these girls,
that's why they
like,
go
why
out
are
there,
they even going in Russia? I'm like, bro, they're getting the bag. Why the fuck would they not go? Like, I don't care if there's, like, you know what I mean? They pay more than they do.
They make decent money in the WNBA too, though, but it's just not the same as Russia.
Like,
so
150.
Yeah, like, you get,
the
you
same
get supplemented.
Amount,
yeah.
Go.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? You can't expect, like, they're getting money that lasts them, like, a year or two. They're not life changing money. So,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, but anyways, I get it. But, and then I also get, like, apparently it's actually pretty common for, there's a couple other players that do this too. But it's obviously dumb, but I'm not even sure if they knew the tension like about Russia because we were still a week out. But apparently it's pretty common for the girl players to like try and get weed from places and stuff in Russia because when you smoke, you got to smoke. But obviously it's stupid. But some people are nuts, like let her rot and stuff, like Americans, you know what I mean? Like it's fucked.
Wait,
like,
you were saying that? I haven't seen
bro,
that take.
Man, go white Twitter. Like
I've seen people defend like because there's like women saying that, oh, they shouldn't even have... Like, they shouldn't have to go there. Like, the WNBA should pay them better. Like, that, I seen that take, which is obviously off base. But I haven't seen people be like, yo, she should rot
go
in...
to political side, man. Go
oh,
to, like,
really? I don't even think I want to see that, to
political,
be honest.
She was a near. Like, she used to take the knee, too. Like, the Kaepernick and stuff.
True.
Yeah. And, like, no... Political, right?
Yeah.
So... Now they're all over that. I've seen like it's if you go over to that, go to the fucking conservative side of the internet, it's like it's pretty intense, man. And like even like normal, like middle age 22, 25, like that type of demographic are like, well, she should have known the like she should have known better and stuff. It's like, yeah, she should have known better, but that's still no reason to be like, okay, let's let her sit 10 years for oil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
she's already been locked up for too long.
Those are the same bros doing blow in a bathroom. Like, it's just as illegal, bro. Like,
that's a funny thing about the internet. So many people, like, they're quick to judge other people about certain things. And I'm like, bro, I guarantee you definitely done some bullshit like this. Like, especially when people talk about the newer generation, like, oh, like, look at what these stupid kids are doing in, like, certain, like, videos and stuff like that. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, but, like, I get maybe the video aspect shouldn't be recorded or whatever. But I was like, I guarantee you've done some dumber shit when you were younger. Like, I remember doing some dumb things. When I was younger, it just wasn't recorded. Like, we didn't care to record them. So I was just like, whatever.
Bro,
like,
I was talking to my homie, like, last week. He's doing the same thing. He's like, because there's, like, a stupid TikTok where some kid, like, whatever, like, almost got hit by a car or something. I'm like, bro, I saw you take a live fish from the river and throw it at the windshield of a bus that was driving.
Yeah.
And then sprint across the highway and almost get hit by 3 cars when we're 12 years old. And then now he's sitting there, like, kids are so fucking stupid. They want to eat, like, a Tide Pod. I was like, threw a live salmon at a car that was going 80 miles an
hour.
What do you mean?
Like, way more dangerous.
Like, yeah, so fucked. And then sprinting across the highway, like, weaving in between cars. And then now they're 30 sitting here, like, kids are so dumb. It's honestly my biggest pet peeve in the world, like, right now, is, like, how, like, people aren't even honest with themselves. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're just, like, so stupid. It's the same people do, like, cleanses, like, all week, and then they just, like, go and do blow Saturday and Sunday, and, like, oh, I gotta cleanse my body with these crystals. It's like, I saw you put crystal meth inside of you, like, a week ago, man. Like, it just, all that, like, it's just, like, at least I know. Like, you know, I never shit talk, like, Gen Z or whatever. Like, when I was in Colombia, like, I would just jump from like plane to plane and traveling. Like there could, like I would go through my bag to make sure. But like the way you are, all your shit's like there, and people have like drugs and stuff on you. Like shit happens too, and like just the fact that you're so disconnected from ever making a mistake is so annoying.
Yeah,
sorry, that's like my rant, like for the day. Like it's just, it's been bugging me so bad lately.
Yeah, it's super like, so annoying. Hypocritical. I don't think people realize. Like I should talk to them for recording, because I think the recording thing's a dumb aspect. Like especially if you're doing embarrassing stuff, and I get it. They're in this viral stage where like they want to go viral and all that, but it's the recording part for like doing it for the entire world to see. That's a downside. I think that's the side we should probably like teach them to stop doing. Sure. But the actual actions that they're doing, I'm like, okay, like I get it. Some of this stuff is insane and dumb, but like you were doing the same things too. Like your brain's not fully developed until you're like 25 as a dude. So like that prefrontal cortex, until that's fully developed, you do a bunch of dumb things that like you're not gonna do when you're older. So to be older, like 28, 30, and like being like, oh, these kids these days are doing like the dumbest things, like I guarantee you were doing things that were just as stupid. You just didn't, like no one was recording it and no one really cared about
For sure. But the thing is, the stupid shit I would have done in high school for sure and recorded it. Like I just didn't give a fuck, man. Like you know what I mean? But also like, okay, that nurse one is wild. That's wild.
Yeah,
that's
that one she's a grown woman. That's like, different. Like, yeah, like that, that's a shit that should be shamed.
Like, I went through her profile, I was just like, Jesus Christ, lady. Like
yo,
I couldn't like
the funny thing about that is that she makes it seem like she's embarrassing her own husband. I'm like, no, sweetie, like you're embarrassing yourself because you're married to.
Why was she embarrassing her husband? What?
Because her husband was the one who's like taking the shits and like uses the loofah. Like he's the one who doesn't wipe after using the bathroom or whatever.
Wait, I thought we were talking about a nurse here.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the nurse video I posted.
The dancing one.
Oh, that one. So I posted two. I posted two bad.
Nigga, what was that? I posted two shit in the loofah.
I posted two bad nurse videos. That's why. So
did you go on the nurse video on Pornhub? Like, what the hell are you doing?
Nah, apparently nurses just like to TikTok themselves.
But you did post that.
Yeah, I posted the crying one. Yeah, so I didn't know you were talking about that one. I thought you were talking about the other one. That's why. The crying one was bad too. That one was terrible too.
That was wild. Like, oh yeah, and the husband was taking shit for sure. But I mean, I don't even feel bad for that guy, man. Wipe your ass. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, that's the thing. You wipe your ass and like he should be doing that for sure. But the fact that you're married to a guy who doesn't wipe his ass after and just hops in the shower and then uses your loofah, like, I don't know why you thought that would be something to share with the world. Like, that's not only embarrassing on your husband, who people don't see and don't know. It's embarrassing on you because you're showing your face that you're like, oh, this is a person I'm married. Like,
why would you use the loofah?
Like, I don't know. He just
like,
uses the
everything else he can get. But why would you like?
Because that's what you use to clean yourself.
But I'm saying, why would she then be like, I use it after? Like, that's
I didn't get that either.
Like, I was just like, what the fuck? You could just have two separate loofahs. You know that, right? Like, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, no, that was the whole. I mean, because the nurse thing, you get a wide variety. Like, you get like half that fully are doing it because they love it, and then other half is because it's like a mainstream job. Like, you get it, it's decent pay, and
you have like, time in order to do
like
it,
you know what I mean? So you get such great people, and then you get such shitty people.
That's with every job, though. You get great doctors, yeah, and you get shitty doctors,
but you're risking lives and stuff, so it's a bit different. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, there's shitty doctors who risk lives too, though. They're still
true, but I'm saying the medical field in itself too, yeah. But like, you get that with everyone in every job, but like, when I think we could worry about nurses and doctors more because it's like, well,
yeah, you could die, yeah, exactly,
yeah. Exactly. So I don't know. Like, some of the, like, it's just nothing. Like, oh, this, like, people were like, there's like, I've seen people be like, we've got to ban TikTok. I'm like, the kids are going to do stupidest shit. They really just think we should ban, like, they'll be conservative too. And they'll be like, TikTok's so bad on these kids. Like, we got to get rid of it and stuff. It's like, just fucking control your children. Like, what are you talking about, man? Like,
a lot of parents these days don't. Like, aren't invested in taking care of their children's lives. Like, it's like, give them these phones, give them these iPads, and let them do whatever. And then, like, that way they're silent for some time or whatever. But
and it's just simpler to blame it.
Man, I mean, no, honestly, though, TikTok is Chinese government agent propaganda, bro. Like,
I mean, if you want to fucking.
They purposely allow the algorithm to be like open and free because it's going to promote a bunch of the bullshit.
Man,
but in China, you can only. This is like, I know communism's obviously terrible, but this is one positive that I've seen in terms of the TikTok in China is that theirs is limited to only like people doing good things, like whether it be kindness acts or like great careers. Like those are the only TikToks that are allowed to be promoted on through their like For You pages and
honestly,
all that.
That's a pretty fucking great like even attack on.
So it's a way to attack America
on the country of UCA. Yeah, like I can't even be mad though. They're not dropping nukes. Yeah, like, they're stupid yeah. enough to be like
they're just fucking you know what I mean?
Like, you gotta hit the woe. So like you know, like, for whatever reason, like you can't even be mad at China for that.
You
like,
gotta hit the woe.
Yeah, like, I can't even be mad at like Russia and stuff.
Yeah,
too.
Look at the wars that people are fighting right now, bro.
Like the no, obviously
China's getting us to like getting us to do the woe and friggin' yeah, Russia. Like, Russia's holding on to WNBA players.
Yeah, oh man, this is 2022. Like, you're gonna tell your grandkids about this? Like back in my day, like there used to be a thing called WNBA before we were all women and. That's such a boomer joke. Oh my god, man. Also I cannot take, we gotta end this soon, but I cannot take more discussion about like it's nuts how they've managed to make transgender a conversation on every platform 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
And
dude,
this is nothing towards the trans, it's just the
I can't
fact
deal
that
with that either.
We're going to war over someone who's less than 1% of the like population. Like just let them live their lives and let's fucking tackle the heavy things here.
Yeah,
like Jesus
the
Christ,
fact that we're calling the fact mind. That we're calling women birthing people now, like I don't get how people don't realize how ass backwards this is.
Here's my thing. My conspiracy theory though is like people are like the people who force like the ridiculousness are there like almost like they know what they're doing, like they're making it so ridiculous that you're gonna lose supporters type thing, you know what I mean? Like the extra length where it's like it's only a few of those like extremists.
Yeah, but those
like,
are the people who are pushing like it to become mainstream though, and they're the ones who actually get
no
people
I know,
to rally behind
I know
them.
But I'm just saying
it's like the moderates like, don't
but everyone else is like yeah I know but it's just like I don't know it just like we got the like the pronouns are fine and stuff too and that and, like I just don't get the big deal over it. And then it's just like, we got to keep pushing in more and just, let's not get into this today. We're not
yeah,
doing
I don't want to get too deep. I just want to say this one point, mentally. Though. It's like the craziest thing about the fact that they're doing this is like, you want inclusion of trans women, but at the same time now, by calling people birthing people, you want to remove the actual term of what a woman is and just make it become a term that is completely robotic and removes a woman's agency as who she is as a human being now. And it's like, that's so ass backwards. It makes no sense. Like, why would you go from wanting inclusion to like removing someone's agency as a human being? Like, you're just doing the reverse opposite. Like, it makes no sense. But
I haven't really seen that one. So
you haven't seen birthing people? I've seen a lot of people say birthing people these days.
No,
what they're trying to, I mean, they're trying to make like, it. They're trying to make it more popular. Like it's not mainstream. It's not mainstream.
Saying something, it's the expectations of making other people.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're trying to make it mainstream. That's my issue with this. Not the fact that people. If you personally want to say it, whatever. I'm never going to call a woman a birthing person. I feel that's so degrading. It makes her sound like a friggin' robot. Like that's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
But
that's like some shit I would say. Yeah, like that's 18 being funny. Yeah. Like you're fucking whole. Like,
bro, you said 18. I was like, that's some shit that you would have said like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I said that podcast last week.
This guy said, what was it? Abortion factory?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember what Planned Parenthood was. Like, oh, what do we call women again? Birthing people?
Birthing factories?
Birthing robots?
They're like GM and Ford, yeah.
Oh,
like,
man.
Procreation. Oh, that's how conservatives see them, Jesus Christ.
Yo, I have a video to send you after this episode, though.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this, fuck. He's a black congressman. He's running for senator.
I think I heard this vaguely.
And it's like he's talking about why you need an AR gun to defend yourself against the KKK who happen to be Democrats. Yo, it's the funniest video, bro. I was actually laughing so hard, man. And like he's 100% serious, but I was dying at how funny it was. Like I get people are like, oh, they're like fed up, man. They're like, oh, this is bullshit. They're all in their comments being like outraged and shit. I'm like, yo, this is the funniest and probably the greatest campaign I've ever seen in my life. Like, yeah, I don't even care that this guy's serious. It's like, this is just so funny to me.
Yeah. Yeah, give this nigga an AK. I don't even care.
I'll send you the video. I was actually dying, bro.
That's what I've given up on life. I'm just here for the humor and like the world's gonna burn down. I'm not here for a long time nor a good time. I'm gonna make the best of it. Man. Like, Jesus, we just fully got. All right,
but yeah, that was episode 130. What do you have to say?
Fuck you.
You said wait.
I know, but what do you have to say? I don't know. I can't remember. Continue.
That was episode 136 of the Pops Culture Podcast. Oh yeah, real quick, before we close out. This isn't a story. If President Troupe, aka Big T, aka Trump, was still in office, Brittany Griner would have been home. We would have got her home. You know? Joe Biden does not care about black people.
Jesus fuck, man.
I'm on my Kanye shit.
Okay, I guess I can't get mad at you because I just said we're here for the humor, but I can't even pretend. Yeah, I'm just like, fuck.
But yeah, that was episode 136 of the Pops Culture Podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed that.
I gotta go to church this weekend.
As always, if you continue to like, rate, review, so yo, fuck you, man. Subscribe on all major streaming platforms. That's iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Reasons FM, and now iHeartRadio. Amazon Music too. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
We'll be recording from hell.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.